Ohio Congressman James Traficant could soon be forced out of his seat. The nine-term Democrat was convicted of corruption earlier this month. Legislation has been introduced to expel him, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an investigation. Traficant vows he won't leave office voluntarily and plans to appeal his conviction. The congressman's self-proclaimed junkyard dog struggle is polarizing the residents of his gritty Midwest congressional district. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Janet Babin reports.
It's been just over a week since Congressman James Traficant was convicted of demanding kickbacks from his aides and accepting bribes from businessmen. And the weekday breakfast crowd at the Newport Cafe is mulling over the conviction as the staff cleans off nearby tables. This small diner is located a few blocks outside Youngstown, a Rust Belt city on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, struggling to overcome its storied, crime-filled past. The cafe is also across the street from Traficant's congressional office, and he often shows up here to eat breakfast and chat with supporters. But the congressman hasn't been here since his conviction. The 10-count guilty verdict surprised cafe owner Doug Boslaw and many of his patrons. Boslaw doesn't believe Traficant took bribes. He calls what he did business as usual in Youngstown.
Was he holding the guy up to take money off of him? Or was the guy going, hey, you did me a hell of a deal here. I'm going to do something for you. That philosophy permeates in this community.
Traficant's conviction is dividing residents. A few tables down from Boslaw, former police officer Jack Massey angrily derides Traficant supporters.
They don't realize that we are the laughing stock of the United States. He shovels it and they eat it and it's like sheep.
The Mahoning Valley was once a hub of organized crime activity that permeated nearly every level of society here. Many residents thought nothing of playing an illegal numbers racket called the Bug. And because of its reputation for corruption, Youngstown was dubbed Crimetown USA by the Saturday Evening Post in 1963. Nearly two decades later, Traficant began his rise to folk hero status. In the late 1970s, the steel industry collapse affected the region's entire economy, and the American dream crumbled for many of Youngstown's blue-collar workers. Many believed that the federal government stood idly by. Traficant, who was sheriff at the time, refused to carry out foreclosures on former steelworkers' homes when they couldn't pay their mortgages. By doing so, he solidified his reputation as a man of the people. Soon after, a jury acquitted him of federal charges that he took bribes from Youngstown crime families. A year later, in 1984, Youngstown sent Traficant to Congress. Retired steelworker Ed Budinsky remembers those days well. He argues the Congressman Traficant simply did what all politicians do. The only difference is he got caught.
He did some things that are questionable, but he brought $600 million into this valley. I know I'm closing my eyes. Who in the hell's squeaky clean?
In his last congressional election, Traficant won half of the votes here in a three-way race. But state political leaders have since redrawn his district, splitting up Traficant's traditional working-class voting base, adding more middle-class workers to the mix. Slippery Rock University professor Thomas Flynn says Traficant's die-hard supporters are still standing by him. His enemies are speaking out against him, and the moderates appear to be abandoning him.
The group in the middle that's important, the group that will determine his long-term future, are those former supporters who are now beginning to re-examine their support for Jim Traficant in light of these convictions and in light of his closing statements as he left the federal courthouse.
When leaving the courthouse after the verdict, Traficant unleashed a profanity-laced attack on House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt, who had called for him to step down. Traficant told reporters that he was convicted because the jurors weren't his peers.
I think peers have an understanding of a person's character, and I think there are very few people on this jury that really knew Jim Traficant or had an understanding of Jim Traficant. I think it made a big difference.
Traficant would likely face an uphill battle to win over constituents in the newly drawn district, but campaigning could be the least of his problems. The congressman will likely appeal his 10-count conviction and needs to surrender nearly $100,000 to the government. Then he must prepare a defense to charges from the House Ethics Committee. Traficant's also been warned that any attempt to vote on the House floor will expedite calls for his expulsion from Congress. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Youngstown.